चलूं, तू आ जा मैं तेरे संग चलूं, सतरंगी के लेके रंग चलूं, सतरंगी के लेके रंग चलूं।
Enhanced to sound louder, better, bigger, because size really does matter. And everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258 BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258 DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
So no. ये जो तुम्हारी आंखें हैं ना,
हाँ मेरी आंखें
जैसे बिजली के टिमटिमाते हुए दो बल्ब
हैं,
और ये जो तुम्हारी रेशमी जुल्फें हैं ना,
हाँ हाँ मेरी रेशमी जुल्फों का क्या,
जैसे बिजली की तारें
क्या,
और ये जो तुम्हारा नाजुक सा दिल है ना,
अब मेरे दिल को क्या हुआ,
जैसे कोई बिजली का ट्रांसफार्मर।
ओफो, ये क्या तुम मेरे से बिजली की बोली बोल रहे हो?
बस क्या बताऊं, जब से ये डिस्काउंट पावर लिया है ना, तब से हर चीज में मुझे बिजली ही बिजली नजर आती है।
वैसे सच कह रहे हो, मुझे भी तुम आजकल किसी बिजली के खंभे से कम नहीं लगते।
अरे वाह,
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना हो, और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना, डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे।
Sign up your home or business today. Go to discountpowertx.com. That's discountpowertx.com. Or call 877-455-4674.
Discount Power. Arriva!
PUCT number 10177.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you, or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Arling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Arling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Good morning, Houston. Here's your Monday chat only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla,
Lynn,
and Sasha. Thanks for tuning in on this fabulous Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a wonderful morning, weekend, and of course, their garam garam cup of chai early this morning. I know I didn't, but I'm still so hyper. For whatever reason, I woke up extra early. Trying something new, guys.
Yeah.
So I have been doing a lot of research on like morning routines and how, you know, it's important to wake up at a certain time and this and that, right? So, of course, I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. That's just not going to happen with me.
Right.
But I did wake up at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And I did some yoga. I went for a walk.
Good.
And I feel really energized without even having a cup of coffee. Instead, I had oatmeal. Which is a first, because I like my eggs,
right?
But I had oatmeal this morning, so that was, yeah, that was by far actually a good start to the morning, and I feel refreshed. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I got some me time in.
That's
while
nice.
My girls were sleeping, so that was
it's needed, perfecto. Right?
Yeah,
much needed.
So how was y'all's weekend?
Weekend was good. I mean, the week was good actually overall, right? We started off with the Rupani Foundation event at the Artsy Soul.
Yeah.
And that was such a great event. You know, like everything went so well, especially with the moms and the kids doing artwork, doing the mosaic. And we did go Facebook Live, so it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, we Chai Time team really appreciate the support from Mr. Amir Ali Dodia. He, him and Mr. Malik Jamal from Discount Power, it was really nice of them to support us at this event. This was our very first event. And it was great.
It was a great success.
And our kids were there.
Our kids were with us. They enjoyed. We were able to manage it. So, because, you know, that's my fear with my little one.
And actually, speaking of your little
exactly.
one.
Yes. Yeah, I was just about
to
say
my
the
God.
Same.
He was so into it. That no, was the biggest surprise.
Right?
Yeah.
He was in concentration mode. And I don't know if that's a word.
But all our kids did really well. And, it was just amazing. The experience was amazing to see those moms. They've never experienced something like that, and they were so appreciative, right?
Yes.
That lady that spoke about it, and she was she was very very happy to have that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when she shared you know, her feelings with me, like telling me how happy she is, how surprised she is that you know, like an event like this costs $20, and for us it is, it's only $20, but for them $20 is a lot of money.
Yes.
And when she said that, she says, you know, we can't even think of bringing our kids here, or bringing, you know, like ourselves here, because $20 can bring so much for us besides, you know, this kind of artwork or whatever.
Yes.
And it really touched my heart. Like, you know, we don't think, we take so many things for granted.
So many,
right?
Yes.
And the joy on their faces, the moms actually left their kids on the other table.
Yes.
And that was surprising because the kids are only 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, and they were so into it. And coming back to why we did Artsy Soul, because art is therapeutic, you know?
Exactly.
It brings your creativity, and it helps you kind of, you're like meditating because you're so concentrated in what you're doing.
Yes.
And that's the reason, you know, we picked that, because these kids and these parents don't get that opportunity.
They do not, definitely.
And art, for some reason, has this calming effect,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
I mean, you just sit there and you just paint away and just kind of like,
you're just in that
zone. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was HPD was there, Houston Police Department. The two officers came there and spoke with the kids. They were, you know, interacting with the moms.
Yes.
And that was nice.
That was friendly. Yes.
Yeah, just having so many people support us, it really means a lot to
us. We had the delicious food from Arlene. Yeah. Thank you for that.
That was yummy. They had my favorite, so.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were so thoughtful. They had like to go boxes with the bags and everything. Yum.
Yeah. Yeah, but at showing the kids' artwork, you know, they were so into painting and all. That was really cute.
That was very cute.
Very, very nice.
And then
nice.
After all that was done, we ended up driving to
Victoria. Mothers and kids.
Yes.
Exactly. Mothers with their babies. And that was a fun trip. It was so relaxing just to sit and just... Actually, you guys took care of everything. Yalyn and Alifia. And we had to do nothing.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun. The kids had so much fun.
Kids had so much fun, and they were not on their devices. They were actually like having fun swimming and, you know, playing and things like
and
that.
And you girls, you ladies drove the buggy. I was so impressed.
That was so much fun.
The beach thing, that was really
that
fun.
Was
we have to
highlight.
Do that again.
Yes.
We really have to.
Yes.
Yeah, this time with
the
our
beach
husbands.
Because
I know they were jealous.
Yeah. But I was very surprised. So, Port A is a place maybe 2 hours away from Houston.
Yeah.
Right.
And like hour and a half from Victoria.
Right.
And I didn't expect the beach to be so beautiful.
And clean.
I think, yes, because I've been there almost 8 years ago when I didn't have my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after the hurricane, maybe they cleaned up because that's where it hit Rockport and Port A. And but the beach was beautiful. It was
the
white
sand was white.
And blue water, like literally.
It was really soft.
So,
to walk on.
And it was clean. They had showers over there and everything. Changing rooms. So,
Very
nice.
And of course, yesterday was Eid.
Yes.
So, you know, Eid Mubarak to everyone. And I hope everyone had a great time yesterday. A lot of people were celebrating Eid. So I didn't get my biryani.
We
I'm
didn't
looking
get it
left
either.
And right.
I actually did. But
I didn't
my
even
mom
get
the
it.
Biryani for
I didn't. It was not. Didn't feel like Eid because we were actually busy cleaning the house and getting it ready for back to school. So we threw away a lot of the toys that were not needed, and we got their tables to get their homework things. So we got all that done yesterday.
Wow, okay.
So that was a big thing.
So you didn't have much of a celebration.
No, then. We really didn't. I know. So we all need to have that biryani.
I actually just did laundry. And then my mom and sister-in-law and niece came over with biryani.
Nice.
So that was nice. Yeah, I got to spend some time.
And then, of course, we went to Dolly Deep's party, the Bhangra Bollywood party, and that was a blast. That was
always.
Really good.
Yeah,
we had a great,
great
time.
Parties.
He always does, yeah.
And then, of course, our two besties, Alifia and Asma.
Asma's birthday.
Yes. So many celebrations.
Yeah. Too many
so
things
busy.
Have gone on this last week.
Yes.
It was a busy week.
Yeah. And
it
then Independence Day is coming up. for Pakistan on the 14th of August.
And then India's Independence Day, August the 15th.
Yeah.
And it is Raksha Bandhan too.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, August 15th.
That's
so
when you that's the Rakhi for your brothers, right?
Yeah. So I guess everyone will be busy this week and then back to school for some of the kids.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I have one down, one to go. So, which was crazy this morning because my 4-year-old, he started crying as soon as he woke up.
Aww.
He kept running around the house because he didn't want to change. So it was a very interesting morning for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should be ready for that.
This week is going to be kind of and then tough to get back into the routine.
Yes, so for all the parents out there, it's time to celebrate.
We feel you. Before we begin the show, of course, I do want to welcome Mr. Amir Ali Dodia from New York Life for being part of Chai Time, for supporting us, for being our new sponsor. There are many, many things that everyone knows about him and all his achievements. I don't want to repeat the same thing, but all I want to say is that the first time when we met him, Sasha and I, he's a wonderful person, very down to earth. We talked a lot of other things, and he's so involved in the community. Just knowing him on a personal level has it was different.
Yes.
And he is like a person that you can really sit and have a chat. I mean, I think our meeting went more than an hour.
Yeah.
And that says it all.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mr. Amir Ali Dodia, for your support to Chai Time and, you know, for supporting the event and for also supporting Chai Time. We really want to thank you. I mean, we appreciate it.
We do. We really do appreciate it. So, before we start our show, please note all information shared is intended for information purposes only. These are our views and opinions. There will be so many times you feel like you've failed, but in the eyes, heart, and mind of your child, you are super mom and super dad. So remember that. Now, with that said, today our topic is on living guilt-free. This is something that we all struggle with, right, as a parent. And, you know, we try and strive so hard to keep our home clean, meals cooked, our family happy, you know, making sure our kids' homework's done, their projects are done on time, with just running around feeling exhausted majority of the time with their activities, after school activities and this and that. And we, in the midst of all this chaos, we never find the time to take care of ourselves or have me time, right? And I think it's so important that we have a little bit of me time, because we, again, like I said, we are so busy with our day-to-day that we, by the time that it's nighttime, we just basically get in the bed and go to sleep and then restart our day the next day same way.
Right.
So, you know, ladies, when was the last time that you actually took out me time?
Well, for me, it's mostly me time.
I don't have
young kids.
You're on
right?
the different spectrum.
So I am, I mean, I have my work and I have so many things going on.
Right.
But majority of the time.
Even with your work, like you have Chai Time, you have Alings, and I don't ever see you sit down. So you're constantly like running around with meetings and, you know, work and stuff. So I don't know where you find the me time.
Or where do you get your day off? Because
now what I do is, like, whenever I do get my day off, I'll do my daily chores during the day. But then after a certain time, I mean, I usually work out, but I haven't been doing that. But I always go for like a mini spa for myself.
Nice.
Yeah, so just at home, you know, and then I'll put a face mask on, I will turn on some music, and I'll just lay on the sofa and just kind of drift away for an hour or so.
Wow.
And lately I have been, just before going to bed, I have been listening to Oprah a lot and all her motivational talks that she gives. It's really been very inspiring for me, and I find that very soothing. You know, like she herself has been in the talk show for so many years,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So it really inspires me that way to strive for more, to do better,
yeah.
And not solely for ourselves, but just for everybody else.
Yeah.
And it has really changed my outlook on things. I try and grab my book and read as much as I can, because that's the other way for me to kind of wind down.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I've been trying to find different ways to to, you know, to kind of just relax and chill after a hectic day off work. Yeah. What about you?
Me? Well, I started today. So my kids, so their school doesn't start till the 26th of this month, which is a long time from now. But
yeah.
But like I said, like this morning, you know, just waking up earlier than usual, mm-hmm. and just taking out that me time to do something that I enjoy to do, like going for a walk or doing yoga or having breakfast without, you know, any interruption.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for me has been just this. Again, it's the first day. I want to try to continue this as first forever, obviously. But just having that time to myself and just to even sit on the couch and do nothing and just stare outside, that itself was just so relaxing to me. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all so busy with our kids and with our work or whatnot. And just having that time was just...
Yeah, and not feeling guilty about it. I think many times that what happens, like even when we went clubbing on Friday, you know, Sasha was like, I got to go home.
Yeah.
Like my kids are there and I, you know, like that guilt feeling is there.
It's constant.
And I think that's what happens, that you worry. Worrying is something, but feeling guilty is a whole different emotion that we go through, right?
Yes.
So it's like that. Like sometimes like... If my schedule is there to work at Arlings, and I, you know, if I'm going out with you ladies, my mind is still so occupied at Arlings, thinking, oh my God, I left them. I left for lunch, but I shouldn't have done this. Yeah. So again, that guilt feeling is there, right?
Yes, constantly.
Yeah. So, yeah. What about you, Leila?
So I guess the summer has been really busy, and I haven't had any me time, unless I think we had one night out, did we?
Saturday we had dinner with kids.
Yeah, with friends. But as far as me being alone, I haven't had that. Mm-hmm. And I think on Friday I actually went crazy because I hadn't seen my husband too for almost a week or so, because he was out and I was out, and I've had to handle the kids by myself. And for me, I won't stay home with them. I will be out and about, like they name it, and I'm there. Pool, be it, if I doesn't mean I'm about to faint, but I'm still gonna take him out where they want to go. But so I was exhausted, and then when I finally saw my husband, I just lost it, and he really thought I went crazy.
Yeah, we heard.
So I mean, like for us moms, we are constantly feeling that guilt, you know, for. Be it for our passion that we want or something that we need to do for ourselves. And for me, I'm like always like, okay, let the school start and then I can go back to the gym. Or like in my gym, I have an option to keep them, you know, they have a sitter thing where they take care and they play, but the kids don't want to go there. So I feel guilty leaving them there.
Right.
So it's constantly, I mean, I'm sure it's for both the parents feel that way, right?
Right.
To just leave them somewhere they don't want to be, because you feel like, you know, you have to be with them all the time or they're vicious. So, So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, we always, it's not only moms, I think many of us, even at work or anywhere, right? Like, we always... feel this guilt all the time that you know what I could have done better, or I, you know, I could have you know improved or things like that. But I think it's just it's such a emotion that think that we carry in our hearts and on our minds, and sometimes we don't know how to kind of separate it.
Yes, and it's like if your glass is empty, then how are you gonna, you know, give water? It's not possible, right? But as parents, I'm just gonna go say as parents, because I'm sure dads go through it too, because they have to work.
They,
you
do,
know, so that's their part.
They have that guilt.
Yeah, they have that guilt. Yeah, and so like, how are you supposed to give back? And we still do. We still keep giving without taking any time for ourselves to fill ourselves, be it with whatever. It doesn't have to be materialistic, yeah. You know, but reading or doing yoga, like you said, or going for a walk, mm-hmm. like just things like that. I know taking a walk for me has like a magical effect, you know, because that was mine and my husband's routine every morning. But then summer comes along and here we are.
Everything changes.
And yeah, summer is almost over now. So, you know, I mean, time.
Get back into some sort of routine.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So why do you think we thought about this topic? Like, Sasha, why, you know, I know that you're the one who kind of like said, you know, let's do this topic, because I think we, not many people talk about it or don't probably realize it, right?
Yeah. I think for me, the most reason it was in my head was just Saturday night when we were out, right? Mm. And we left quite early, I mean, for it to be at a club. But, you know, I was just... in my mind, I was thinking about my kids, but more so me, my husband was feeling guilty because he has also been out for work, right? And then when he was about to come back, we had left to go to Victoria. So we weren't there for 3 days. So he was already missing out, you know, for 6 days, we had not seen him, right? So the kids, and it's so funny because day before yesterday, Hannah, she comes up to my husband and she's like, Dad, can you take us to Walmart or Target? And he's like, what do you want to go there for? She goes, no, I just feel like going shopping with you. She had seen something that she's been wanting for weeks now.
Right.
And so it's so funny. So she guilted him into it. And she's like, you know, we can spend time together. You can take us for ice cream.
And that's the younger one.
And exactly. And she knows what to tell her daddy. So, so he went out with her and took her for ice cream. And Iman, of course, too. And they both got a toy, and he comes home, he calls me Munni, right? My whole family does. And he's like, Munni, we need to like stop spending so much money on these kids. You just threw away so many toys to give out. And I was like, I'm the one who bought them. So. You. So it was really funny.
But he was doing the reverse psychology.
Exactly. I was like, wait a minute. But yeah, so you know that guilt is always there. So that's why, you know, coming back to why I thought that this would be a great topic, because it's not just us that go through this. I think it's so many other men and women alike. Yeah. Yeah. Mothers, fathers, you know, even grandparents, I think, that don't get to see their grandchildren that often go through this kind of guilt phase, right?
Yeah, and the kids are so good at making parents and grandparents feel guilty.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they get all the candy and the ice cream in the world with their grandparents.
You know what to say. Yeah. All right, so let's take a short break, and when we get back, we will get back to our topic on living guilt-free. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM, and if you'd like to share your views or your stories, give us a call at
713-974-4000. तो लिखा के मैंने शेर पेज दाए हैं जाने दी मैं यार तेरा जानी
ओ तेरे लिए ही गावा तेरे वास्ते लिखावा गाने लिख दाए यार मेरा जानी
जीदे तो लिखा के मैंने शेर पेज दाए हैं जाने दी मैं यार तेरा जानी
ओ तेरे लिए ही गावा तेरे वास्ते लिखावा गाने लिख दाए यार मेरा जानी
मैं भी नेहा कक्कड़ वे बड़ी दूर आवे जस तेरी मारता हूं
Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
ओ तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है ओ तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है आज से मेरा हो गया
नहीं चाहे तुम मेरे सारे दूसरे बिल ले लो मेरी ग्रोसरी का बिल मेरे पानी का बिल मेरे क्रेडिट कार्ड का बिल लेकिन मेरी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का बिल मैं नहीं दे सकती
क्यों नहीं दे सकती
क्योंकि मेरी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का बिल मेरा सबसे लोएस्ट बिल है थैंक्स टू डिस्काउंट पावर और वो मैं किसी को नहीं दे सकती आप भी डिस्काउंट पावर ज्वाइन कर लें बाय विजिटिंग discountpowertx.com
discountpowertx.com ग्रेट रेट्स ग्रेट सर्विस सिंपल
डिस्काउंट पावर PUCT नंबर 10177
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation, find out what resources may be available to you, or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends. Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style. Chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
La 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 la.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. So we've been talking about living our lives guilt-free, right? Mm-hmm. Like, be it mommy, daddy, or if you're working, leaving your pets behind, you know. So what can... Because you've heard the expression, if a mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do, I feel like we do set a tone for the house, how it is, right? The mood in the house. If we are happy, then everyone seems to be in a good chirpy mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are all like, you know, mopey, then you seem, everyone seems to be like, the kids are more... getting to you than usual, because I think they want your attention. Yeah, because they can feel your energy, they can feel your face, so they're trying to get your attention. Like, what are a few different things that you can do to keep your glass full, right? Like, to keep, because I feel like if you take care of yourself, if you feed into your passion other than being a mom, right? And not feel guilty for it, you are going to be a better mother, better house, better wife, better daughter-in-law, you know, daughter, whatever, sister, be it. Like, whatever your community or your family is demanding out from you, you're going to be able to give more, with more smiles than just feel like it's your duty and you have to do it, right?
So that's so true.
Yeah. So what are a few things that we can do, you think?
I think it's very, very important in my book, and this is, I've always done this, to set a nighttime routine, like a ritual that you do for yourself. And I know you have one too, Lynn.
Right.
And, you know, whether it's taking a warm bath or, you know, something like that. Like, I weekly do this. Sometimes it's every 2 weeks, just depending on how much time I have and or I could squeeze in. I'll like take a warm bath and put some Epsom salt, lavender essential oil, and just relax. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, that for some reason helps to calm me down. It relaxes my mind. And then again, I'm a happy person.
Yes.
You know, it, like you said, it, our mood, our energy reflects on how we are with our loved ones at our home.
Yes.
And everything rotates around that, because we are the ones that are mostly setting the tone, as you said.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that I actually started doing, was writing a gratitude journal.
Yes.
And thanks to Layla, recently she had gotten me this journal, and I started writing in it, and it really makes you think, you know, you write about the things that you're thankful for. And of course, every day you can't write the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So every day you
have
different,
to think of something else.
Different tasks. Like, go for a walk and look at nature and see what you find in the nature that makes you happy, and write about that. And I like to write, y'all know that. And so I don't have enough pages in that journal to write my thoughts down. Yeah. But so just even writing your thoughts down, it relaxes you, makes you feel good. And then when you go back in and you reread it, it puts you in a happy space, because we have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, like...
Yeah, and we are always having list of things to do, and I know we've spoken about, why don't we have things of list of what we have accomplished, you know, because we're always like, I missed this, or I need to do this, or again I forgot, or come on, like, you know. But like writing a journal, I completely forgot about that this summer when I had started it in the beginning, you know. So yes, like, thank you for reminding about that.
Start writing your journal today.
Yes.
And you don't have to do it every day.
No,
I mean, it's when you have time to just sit down and 5 minutes out of your day when the kids are off to bed, just do that for yourself, you know.
Jotting down your thoughts on you know, daily lives or whatever.
Yeah.
I think another thing is also, we need to let go of being perfect. Perfectionism.
So hard.
You know, who I'm looking at right because, you know, we always trying to keep our house clean. We are trying to make sure our kids are always, always eating healthy.
Yeah.
And when we give them a snack, you know, something junk, like some kind of a junk food or candies, we start feeling guilty.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Absolutely.
You know, my
what
child,
are we doing to them?
Yeah, I gave my child soda today. So for the next 6 months, he or she is not going to get any soda at all because that guilt gets in.
Of course.
So I think we need to let go of that. We need to let go of being perfect, trying to be the perfect mom, trying to be the perfect, you know, in anything. Like in we have to sometimes just enjoy life. We have to let it be like, okay, go splurge.
Live the moment, right?
Yeah. And we shouldn't feel that way. I know when, Sasha, we were in McDonald's with the kids, right? And that day, the kids ate anything and everything. I mean, besides fruit, but we went to the gas station.
We don't want to name the things.
So we went to the gas station. They picked up candies. We went.
I'm still guilting them.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, even when we talked, even the two of us, when we were eating, we were like, oh, we need to stop this. That's the first thing that we said. Yeah, and you and I were like, yeah, we need to.
We need to start eating healthy. That we need to start eating healthier.
Yeah, so that guilt again. Yeah. It's like,
We don't enjoy the moment, right?
Right.
And it's okay, like you said, it is okay to let your child have that extra bag of candy or extra bag of chips. It's fine. I mean, you're on vacation. You need to take time for yourself. Go enjoy that burger. It's okay. Don't let that guilt
set in. Seriously, we really need to do it without feeling guilty.
Yeah.
And even when we are giving our kids, you know, like candies and stuff, we should say, okay, yeah, go enjoy whatever. Yeah. We shouldn't be like, I got to give it to you because I got to keep you, you know, keep it quiet or whatever, right? So as parents, we always go through that. And even for ourselves.
Yes.
It's like, you know, I haven't been on a regular routine since I got back from Toronto.
Yeah.
And I've just, my eating habits and everything has gone haywire. And every single day I'm like, oh, I hate this. Oh my God. I should get back. I should get back. Like, you know, that guilty feeling. And it's just,
we did have this conversation. We both were like, what are we doing? Like, this whole summer, we've been so bad to our bodies. But again, it's okay.
It's okay.
When summer's over, we can restart everything and get back to some kind of a normal season.
And then when we had Ruchika, I mean, we love her. But then when she starts talking about being healthy and all the guilty is across our forehead. it happens. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, we really need to overcome this guilt feeling, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, like, we also need to recognize the triggers.
Yes.
Like, what triggers us to feel guilty?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have to take responsibility on our thoughts.
Yes.
On our moods, on our behaviors.
So true.
And, you know, sometimes we should, like, not just keep beating ourselves up on that.
You know, one thing that I've discovered, I'm a list person.
Yeah.
Big time. And so I like to write down the things that I need to do the next day, the night before. So that way, for some reason, like whatever, I don't want to feel like I'm forgetting stuff. And then when I'm sleeping at night, you know how, like, we have, like, in our mind, we're constantly like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. If you keep a notebook and a pen next to your bed, just jot it down at night so you can have a relaxed sleep. You're not constantly talking to yourself, because I tend to do that. And I think all moms do, like, I need to get the kids this, I need to go for back to school shopping, I need to finish the grocery. Write it down, you know? That helps with the guilt of not forgetting. I think.
But I wouldn't do it right during bedtime. I think I would do it more.
Well, maybe,
More. If I'm going to bed, I need to get myself relaxed. That's when you pick up a book, you declutter your mind.
Yes.
You kind of like do it, I would say, like, do it before you get into your bedroom.
Yeah, but I guess it works different for different. Yeah. Like, for her, it declutters her mind.
Because I'm always constantly thinking what I need to do. So if it's next to me, like, if I think of it, like, let's say I like to also, you know, read a book before bed if the kids are asleep, which rarely happens. But if I think of something as I'm doing my nightly ritual, I'll just write it down so I don't forget it. And so then it's out of my mind into my book. So now I don't
concentrate
think about
on it. But I'm the opposite.
Okay, so, but what if you forget it, then you feel guilty, right?
But if it's written down,
then that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you forget it, Then you feel guilty.
Exactly.
Then again, the guilt comes.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, sometimes it's okay. Like, if you don't write it down, it's not the end of the world.
No, of course it's a job
which has not been done the next day.
Right. Yeah.
But that's why God made tomorrow. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that way, that's what I'm trying to say, is like, it does not have to be by the book. Yeah. It does not, your life does not have to be every day the same ritual, the same routine.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say, is like, if you forget it, and it's, I mean, you don't have to get up and say, okay, I'm going to start writing it.
Yeah.
It's more like, okay, it's if I remember it, I remember it. It will come back.
Yeah.
Because that is part of, it's a habit it becomes, so it's not something out of the ordinary. So it's more like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, like Laila says, you are different from me. And of course, we are all different how we think. But I personally like to take people's ideas and, you know, things that have maybe worked for them and try it out.
Absolutely.
Like, if I always talk to y'all and I always ask y'all, so, you know, besides the kids, but anything in life itself.
No,
like,
but
you
like
know?
Book for me, like it works for you too. Like a reading a book just calms me down.
Right.
Like, you know, it or writing a gratitude journal, because I believe in manifesting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're writing a gratitude journal, you're thanking for what you want more. Right.
Yes.
Whatever it be. Peace, happiness, love. So I feel like you're sleeping with those thoughts.
Yes.
So that works better for you.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess in a way it's each to his own. But you're right about trying different methods to see what works better for
you. Yes. And I you know, whenever we go out, we most of our conversations are so meaningful, and there is always something that I feel I can learn from
each
each and everyone.
That's how we grow, right? Where we take, we listen to each other, we try each other's advice, be it just a book or be it listening to Oprah. And I love Oprah since she was on the show. Like, you know, she had her own show. So we always, and that's the thing, that's how we grow, right? So going, having lunch with your friends, that's also giving me time,
because
you're having an adult conversation, right? So
and you know, like when Oprah said that she has learned a lot through her mistakes, and it is so true.
Yes.
When you admit to your mistakes, to things that
learn from them.
You learn from them.
Yes.
You
ask them, what are you trying? Like, one of her things is, in her thing, she's like, okay, like if I'm in a bad situation, she's like, I'm asking, okay, what are you trying to teach me, and let's move on.
Right.
You know, so that's the thing. And I have realize that whatever hardships you've gone through, if you look back, they did teach you something.
Yes.
It's a learning step.
It's
every
a learning.
Step of the way.
And that's why they say difficulties do make you grow. And as you get older, I guess you do get wiser.
Yes.
And you do. If you learn from your mistakes, I think they've done their job.
Yes.
Every mistake is a stepping stone for you to get grow further.
So we definitely learn from each other.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we have to keep reminding ourselves that, you know, I'm doing the best I can.
Yes.
And
you are enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's, you know, we always want to achieve more, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not bad. But if we have not come to that level of achievement, we should not feel guilty for that. We should not feel, we should not let people get to us with that. And there are so many people that tend to pull us down.
Yes.
For, you know, for various reasons, right? So I think it's very important.
You have to uplift yourself. Remember, like I said earlier, you are enough. You know, we tend to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to get so caught up in the day-to-day that we don't uplift ourselves. Like, we do everything for our family.
Yes.
But we forget about ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you're not confident, or if you're just doing this, like, sometimes me and my husband will get into it, and he's like, and he's just suggesting, he's like having a conversation. I'm like, okay, so I'm a bad mom. Like, that's my first thing, you know? Because we're always guilty that we're not doing enough. So sometimes I'm not even open for, like, suggestions to better the things, right? Because you feel like, okay, I'm doing enough. Now I can't give any more because I'm already doing so much, and it just piles up, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
And that, and we tend to become so defensive then.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
like when although it's just a conversation or yeah. a discussion,
yeah.
we don't just, take it as that. Oh, it's yeah. just a discussion. We get so defensive because we are doing so much.
Yes.
Right. As I mean, I'm not saying only as women, but even then, like, you know, nowadays in this era, women are doing a lot. They're juggling yeah. so much. And sometimes we get into that emotion of guilt.
Yeah.
We feel like we have done so much, but where are we? Why
exactly.
aren't we appreciated?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, why aren't we being recognized?
Yeah. I think that's
and
an
so many
thing.
Emotions get...
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. It's so, you know. But I think for at least me on a personal level, I don't... If I am happy with what I have done, yes, I will take suggestions. I will, you know, like take opinions. But if someone tells me that, oh, you haven't done good enough or whatever, then I will get it open as a discussion. Like, okay, give me your feedback.
Yeah.
Let me know, like, you know, yeah. so where can I improve?
Yes.
Or things like that. But if someone like puts me in a guilt trip, then it's like, okay, see ya.
Close door. Bye. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I mean, don't let the door hit you in that side.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this topic that we are talking about living guilt-free, feeling guilty is also not bad.
Yeah.
I would think, because we can learn from that too, right? So it's not like, it's not only unhealthy. There are healthy, you can also live healthy, like,
yeah.
you know, with
strives
guilt.
You to do but better. Just,
yeah, exactly. So like, and even, especially with the kids.
Yeah.
When the kid starts making you feel guilty, it's like.
Yeah, and when they, like, you know, having your me time or whatever, if you're working in a spot or you're doing and your kid walks in, oh, I want, you know, when they see you sit, that's when they're
yes,
going to come. Oh, I need food or I need fruit or something. They're going to walk in. And our instinct at that time is just to get up and do it. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't do it on time or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So why can't we set boundaries for them and teach them that it's okay that, you know, mommy needs her time to be creative or to work. And, you know, otherwise she turns into a mean mommy. So mommy needs this to be happier so she can take care of you better. So they understand that it's okay for them as well when they grow in lives, right? To
right.
have some time for themselves instead of just slogging away.
Yeah. Yes,
right. So,
that is true.
I don't know. I mean, I need to practice that too. So,
yeah. And then, of course, like we, you know, we need to differentiate between empathy and guilt.
Yeah.
And you know, because we kind of like make sure that we don't cross that line, right? It's okay to be respectful, but we are not responsible. We should know that we are not responsible for managing people's feelings.
Yes, absolutely.
And, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we tend to do.
Mm-hmm.
When, if we are having a heated conversation, I mean, if we're having a conversation and it gets heated, we start feeling guilty
yeah.
that it was because of me. You
yeah.
are upset.
Yeah.
And it does not have to be that way.
No.
And so we start feeling guilty then. And then everything else, then we shut down.
Yeah.
And I think that's mainly what happens. So, you know.
So we actually just had a question off air.
Oh.
It was a young lady that called and she said, you know, what if you're doing everything right or in a situation, but you still feel guilty? What do you do?
Yeah, what do we do?
So, my opinion, if you're doing something right and you still feel guilty, take that guilt out because you can't be perfect. Nobody is
That's
perfect.
What, yeah.
You know, you try your best, and if you still, if people around you are still unhappy or if the situation doesn't pan out the way that you want it to be, it's okay. You know, we're not perfect human beings. We make mistakes and we learn from our mistakes. So it's okay.
Yeah, and if you feel, and if you are feeling guilty, talk about it.
Yes.
That's so what
important.
You need to do.
Yeah, with your
It
with
is
your
very important
group.
To communicate. Communication yeah. is key for everything,
Absolutely.
I think.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're going through that guilt feeling with a certain person, you need to discuss it. You need to communicate with the person and find out, you know, like that feeling you're going through, right?
Yes.
And once you have that open communication and you get to know the other person's point of view, that clarifies a lot of things.
Yeah.
The guilt will somehow kind of disappear gradually, yeah. you
sure.
know? And I think the key thing I would say is communication, because in your mind, you are thinking that you are doing everything right.
Yeah.
And you are like, but still I have this guilt feeling because someone else is making me feel guilty or whatever. So that's why I would say, like, to communicate. And, you know, make sure that you have all cards on the table out there. Like, you know, have an open communication.
Yes, because sometimes things are bigger in your head than they really are. So
True.
That's when you talk, you realize that, okay, your friends might be going through the same thing. So it's good to, like you said, talk open. And for me, that's hard too, because I don't like to talk about my feelings. I'm the one yeah. who hold it all in. So yeah, I completely
agree. And is
agree.
That why you started a journal? Kind of
yes,
like, to put your
yeah,
thoughts
out. Yeah, yeah, thoughts out there without it just being in my head and taking over, right?
So we
right.
just had another call, and it was Ronnie.
Oh,
our favorite. She says, hi, Lynn.
Hi, Ronnie.
So she says, what if you agree to disagree? In
yeah.
situations.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's all a part
fine.
Of growing
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and it's fine. I mean, that's why there's discussions, and that's
yeah.
why we get into talks, and that's why there's always, you know, we...
How boring would it be if everyone agreed to what we had to
yeah,
say, right?
And
then, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, do not shut down.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Don't
that's
shut yourself out.
Yes.
You know, like, be out
be
there.
Open.
Be open, and of course, like, just... have great talks, and sometimes that's fine. I mean, you know, that's okay. If you
yeah.
disagree, that's okay, because to each its own, like
yeah.
Layla said, right? And earlier also, like, you know, your ways is different from my ways. Your
yeah.
your thoughts are different from mine.
Yeah.
But each individual is does things that what
works
they are,
for them.
What's
yes.
for them, and
yeah.
to make them happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, like... like, we just want to say to everyone out there that guilt is an emotion.
Yes.
And like we said, it can be healthy guilt. It can be unhealthy guilt.
Yeah.
You need to differentiate that. You
yeah.
need to know if guilt is causing depression, anxiety, then that needs to be taken care of, either professionally or, you know, with a close one,
yeah.
talking about it, communicating. That is important.
That is important.
But, you know, something with the kids, I mean, that is fine. That
yeah.
is not, you know, that is not going to lead to depression and anxiety. I don't think so. That
yeah.
will just kind of like, okay, I'm, you know, I'm feeling guilty of leaving the kids home.
Yeah.
And maybe next time I will do better.
Yeah.
Right? Or
yeah.
Maybe I will take the kids out first, spend the whole day with them,
yes.
and then the night it'll be daddy and mommy's time.
Yes.
So then
yeah.
the guilt doesn't...
balance it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah.
the key word, balance it out. So,
yeah.
Yeah. We had a great time today.
Yeah.
We did.
It was a very interesting time.
And thank you, listeners, for calling in.
Yes.
That's great.
So, you know, it's sad, but we got to go.
Yeah.
So, as always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week. Life gets busy. Doing, giving, helping, teaching, showing up, loving, caring. It's easy to run on fumes, but you must remember to fuel your own heart, your dreams, your passions, your health. You, because you cannot give if you are empty. You matter too.
Wow.
Awesome. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds.
I like that. So cute.
So, yeah.
All right. So thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time Girls. You're on 99.5 FM. Yali Madad Khuda Hafiz. Ciao. Sasri Akal. Bye. Adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. Remember, my friends, it's
Chai Time.
Anytime.
Anywhere.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
चाहता है मेरा खुदा दिलो जान से चाहूं तुझको यारा दिलरुबा सुनता है मेरा खुदा दिलो जान से चाहूं तुझको यारा दिलरुबा ये जिंदगी